Setting yourself up in a comfortable sitting posture. Begin by arranging the lower body in a way that feels grounded and easeful. If you're sitting on a cushion, let the cushion be high enough that the hips are level with or higher than the knees. If you're on a bench, kneeling, or kneeling over a cushion or bolster, letting the knees be bent in a way that's not painful or achy. Again, sitting high up enough that it's basically comfortable. On both a cushion and a bench, feeling for the tilt of the bowl of the pelvis and relaxing the belly. Let the pelvis tip forward slightly. So you're sitting clearly on the sit bones. And the low back can rest in its natural curve, with the tailbone neither tucked nor lifting. If you're sitting in a chair and need back support, having that support be clear, solid, and start low down so the low back is supported. And as much as possible, the spine is supported to sit quite upright. Again, with the hips, if possible, tipping slightly forward to encourage the low back to rest in its natural curve. If you can be in a chair without back support, sit forward in the chair with your feet flat on the ground. Again, at enough height that your hips are level with or a little higher than your knees, allowing the hips to tilt forward slightly. In all of the sitting posture options, we're going for a sense of rootedness, solidity, ease in the lower body. The feeling of groundedness and stability without effort, without having to tense or engage the body, but just resting solidly on our seat on the earth. Rising up out of this solid foundation, the upper body, finds its alignment by relaxing around the central column, inviting belly to relax, solar plexus to relax, and the breath moving easily or as easily as possible through the center of the body. Ribs to relax front and back, both sides, and floating right over the belly and the center of the hips. So we're not leaning forward or back. And the shoulders relaxing, broad, neither pulling back nor rolling forward. Because many of us have a tendency to roll forward and collapse through the chest, a little lift through the sternum can be sweet to invite the shoulders to drop open and back just a bit, balanced. And the arms just resting at our sides, awake but not engaged. And the hands can rest on the knees, either palms down or up, or in your lap, or in any traditional gesture or mudra that you've learned. The hands can find a place to rest that feels like they support the upper body to rest at ease, letting go of effort. And softening through the neck and head. Again, because we so often sit and stand with the head dropped forward, collapsed through the neck, it can be helpful to lift through the base of the skull, draw the chin slightly back, and brighten through the face, inviting the head to balance over the heart and hips, so that the midline of the body feels like a plumb line falling from the center of the sky. And all the centers of the body, like beads on that line, balanced, aligned with each other, without tension. And the curve of the neck, relaxing, not trying to lift the neck to straight, but allowing the natural cervical curve. And the back of the head can float back. Chin can drop and float back. Tongue resting on the roof of the mouth, or curled up either to the dome of the mouth, sometimes even to the soft palate. But an easy place to rest the tongue is right behind the teeth, letting the jaw relax. And a relaxed, open alignment travels all the way up through the crown of the head, so that even the tilt of the head finds its place along the midline. And then if any tension has built up, allowing that to relax and settle in its posture, the whole body to soften, releasing effort, awake, vibrant, free of tension, and as comfortable as possible. in this moment for meditation.